Tata, and opening the sutra. The Dharma, incomparably profound and infinitely subtle, is rarely encountered, even in millions of ages. Now we see it, hear it, receive and maintain it. May we completely realize the Tathagata's true meaning.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
In this talk, I'll look at case 26 of the Movement Con. Two monks roll up the blinds. I'll look at the koan, but also the background of the master, Hogen, and how he came into his own. A monk once went to Daihogen of Seiryo before the midday meal to ask for instruction. Hogen pointed to the bamboo blinds with his hand. At that moment, two monks who were there went over to the blinds and rolled them up in the same manner. Hogen said, "One has gained, one has lost." Movement says, "Just tell me which one has gained and which one has lost. If you have one eye opened concerning this point, you will know where national teacher Seiryo, that is Hogen, fail. Nevertheless, you should not inquire into this problem in connection with gain or loss." He says, "Tell me which one has gained or lost." And then he says, "Don't pay any attention to the gain or loss." Thank you, Mama. So here's some background. Hogen founded his own school of Zen. When he was young, Hogen wandered or journeyed. Once he was held up by torrential rain, so he stopped where he had to at Jizo's monastery. Jizo asked him, "Where are you going, and what is the right reason for going on a journey?" "I don't know," said Hogen. Jizo said, "Not knowing is most intimate." He was wandering without hope of gaining anything. Just wandering. Or either that, he knew the right answer to tell the guy. We don't know for sure. The word intimate, I looked up in the Webster's Dictionary, and I was surprised to see that it means essential or the deepest possible meaning. So Hogen appears to have been capable of don't know mine. And Jizo, perhaps for that reason, took him on as a student. But when he became a student, Hogen dropped Don't Know Mind and answered instead during his face-to-face interviews with quotations for the Avatamsaka Sutras, in which he was deeply versed. Jizo always said something to the effect, "This isn't about the answers in your answer book." Steph would have said, "Don't give me that Zen crap." Finally, after being repeatedly stymied, Hogen broke down and acknowledged, "I can have no words, no reasoning." Jizo then said, "Speaking from the point of view of Buddhism, everything directly presents itself." At this, Hogen was enlightened. And enlightened in the way Zen traditionally has it, outside the scriptures. No words, no reasoning. At a later stage, Hogen, having seen the limits of learning sutras, was like a reformed smoker. He came to put great emphasis on practice. One time, he was asked, "What is Buddha?" He didn't say a bag of rice or a shit stick or an oak tree in the yard. He said, "First, I want you to practice it. Second, I want you to practice it. Buddha is practice. And another time he was asked, what is Buddha? And he said to the guy named Echo, you are Echo. Essentially telling him that you are that which you inquire about. Discover what is Buddha, Echo, you must look within. So that's a bit of background about his zigzagging from don't know mind to reliance on sutras to reliance on practice to look within. In our case, two apparently similar monks do the same thing. They raise the blinds. But Hogan says of them, one loss, one gain. Our rational mind races to try to decipher which of the two was right. But we can find no distinction. We race because we want to be right. We want to be like the monk who gained. We don't want to be the loser. We want to come up with the right answer in Daisan. If we come up with the right answer, we pass. The very word pass is borrowed from schoolwork. Hand in an assignment and hope to pass. If one passes grades K through 12, good. College, even more passing. And passing is valuable. It's connected with gaining something. In the everyday world, it's worth money and many other things. In Zen, if passing is about private spiritual bragging rights, or even if it's about deeper understanding, then it's still about the ego. When we behave that way, we have forgotten that just this is enough. Just the cheese and mustard sandwich. Buddha's enlightenment came when he discovered that Buddha nature pervades the whole universe. It's all enlightened, including us, though our small mind occludes the clarity. There's nothing to lose or to gain. As they used to say about the earth and the whole earth catalog, you can't put it together. It is together. So what about this one loses, one gains comment that Hogan makes about the two monks? If either of the two monks was hoping to gain anything by fixing the blinds, he was operating out of ego and out of dualism and not out of a don't know mind. Intimacy was nowhere in sight. But if both the monks just leapt with no gaining thought, nobody loses. Of course, nobody gains. But they do get the all-important reminder, we are not going to get anything extra out of this business of sitting. Nothing. We already have what we're looking for, the gift of enlightenment. We just are the way we are, part of the mystery. Intimate with the mystery of just this. So what's the implication for us? Here on this retreat, we may have moments where we think, oh good, I'm seeing this clearly. I'm deepening. Or it could be, I like this groove. My breath feels mellow. It feels good right now. We also have moments of, oh shit, I'm wasting my time, I shouldn't have said that, I should have done this, I want the pain to go away, on and on and on. All of this is chasing after gain and loss. We all love that sense of deepening or clarity. But if we don't drop it immediately, if we stop to take a spiritual selfie of me deepening, then heaven and earth are split asunder. It's the same on the oh shit side of the equation. Stop and take a selfie of our mind tangled as the Sargasso Sea, and again, we're drowning in the ego illusions of loss. Loss and gain are not separate. Loss and gain are one game. Can we drop the game? Yes. Will it crop back up? Of course. We are humans. But we can be aware when it does show how we are boxing ourselves in amidst immensity. Let's look back at Mumun's commentary. He, as usual, lures us in using apparently dualistic language, but his aim is the same as Hogan's, to break that win-lose binary and to erase it entirely. Mumun says, just tell me which one has gained and which has lost. If you have one eye opened concerning this point, you will know where Hogan failed. This is true. If we're only using one eye, we'll see that Hogan is making a mistake. Surely the blind should be raised to let in the great sky of enlightenment. To the person using only one eye, Hogan is making something wrong for no apparent reason. So he is wrong himself. But Mumun is asking us to use both eyes. Both eyes connected to the heart. We can see neither monk winning or losing. It takes binocular vision to see in depth. To the extent either monk had hoped to win brownie points with the teacher by opening the blinds, then one or both are failing. But if either of them rose from their seats without thinking, raised the blinds and sat down again, then they are not trying for trivial gain. If they took up the teacher's direction with no thought, then there's hope for them. Or rather, we might say, there's no hope for them. Hope is what we need when we have preferences. But if they were just being toadies, we could say, there is hope for them. And hope in this context is dope. Not living your life, but hoping for a better one. I don't mean to suggest that we survive without hope, but in this great matter, hope is not what we want. The gateway drug for hope and gain is, I'm sorry to say, oxygen. So this week, sit with determination, but with no hope.
Creations that are numberless, I bow to freedom. Delusions are inexhaustible, I bow to put an end to them. Reality is boundless, I bow to perceive it. The enlightened way is unsurpassable, I bow to embody it. Creations are numberless, I bow to free them. Delusions are inexhaustible, I bow to put an end to them. Reality is boundless, I bow to perceive it. The enlightened way is unsurpassable, I bow to embody it. Creations are numberless, I bow to free them. Delusions are inexhaustible, I bow to put an end to them. Reality is boundless, I bow to perceive it. The enlightened way is unsurpassable, I bow to embody it.